Hello, hello, and welcome to the On My Mind podcast, a podcast where we talk about what's on our mind and how it impacts our day, whether it's for good or for bad. So let's keep good things on our minds. Today, I want to talk about I can't do it on my own. I can't think about this on my own. I can't do it, right? By myself, I can do nothing. Have you ever created a bias or have an idea about someone just when you first meet them that maybe stopped you from including them or stopped you from showing them love like Jesus would have you do? I mean, I feel like we could all say we're guilty in that we've done that before. And that's okay, because that's what I want to talk about today, because it's so important that we take a moment and think about the fact that even Jesus said something to this effect. He said, I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. So he said, I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge, but my judgment becomes just because I seek not my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. So if Jesus has to use the will of the one who sent him, don't you think we should also? That's just what I was reading today and what I was thinking about as I was like, man, like, sometimes I feel like I can't do it. Like, I can't, like, love people the way I want to. I can't, like, I work with people, or I sign up with people that maybe I have a disagreement with, and I want to show them love still, but sometimes I feel like, how do I still love this person? How do I make sure that I'm not operating out of my own negative thought about them or anything like that? How do I change what's on my mind and make sure that it literally goes along with what God wants for them, with what God would want for that person? So I assess that, and I challenge you to do that as well. The next time you're maybe making an excuse to not do something or to judge someone or to not include someone, and I challenge you to put God's will in your decision making. Pray God's will be done in your life before you walk out the door. Pray God's will be done before you walk into your workplace, before you walk into your home after you get home from work. My attitude sometimes can get the best of me if I'm tired, if I'm worn out, or if I'm just frustrated with people all day, you know, because I talk to people who are upset and frustrated at my regular job. I can let that get under my skin, or I can choose to not keep that negative thing on my mind. I can choose to instead use that as a fun story to make light of a situation. And yeah, sure, I'll tell a story to someone and try to brighten their day, because I mean, sometimes customers ask for crazy things, or sometimes people are just one-sided and refuse to see the other side. But if you go into every situation with a mindset of, how can I just benefit from what happened today, even if it was a little negative, if you can make light of it and enjoy someone's company more because you're telling a story where you're like, and then this happened and I can't believe it, right? And that gets people to listen to you and to hear you and see what you have to say. Use that story as a way that you could bring positivity even in the light of someone else's negativity. You can't control what their action is. They don't owe you anything. You can't control how they're going to react to you. What you can control is your response to their action. So if they take an action that's negative against you, you do not have to reciprocate that with a negative thought, feeling, or motivation. You now have a positive motivation, because like, one of my favorite things to do is if someone's upset and they come to me and need help, I want them to leave that interaction with me smiling, happy, and having a good time. And if they do, that just makes my day better, it makes their day better, and everyone we impact after that is probably going to have a better day. So I hope that you can think about this and really apply it to that next time that you have an opportunity. Pray God's will over your life. Like, literally, right after this podcast is over, I challenge you to ask God in your own words to apply his will in your thought pattern today. God, cause me to think about the way I interact with others. God, cause me to make sure that I am doing your will when I take all the actions I take today. So be mindful of that. Keep that on your mind. Keep those good things on your mind. And I hope that you have a wonderful and blessed day.